Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was calling about some charges made on my credit card that I did not make. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
And in fact, I have from your company, this is called, what's the name of your company?
Depending on your account, ma'am, I have to pull it up. Give me one brief moment. One brief moment.
Yeah, because I've never heard of this company before. And there's two charges on here on my credit card. One for is this Focus Max Nature? Hello?
Give me one brief moment, ma'am, please.
Okay.
Your first and last name along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Barbara Brockett. It's on 7th Avenue. Don't you have my address there?
22157 Avenue, Apartment 2, Los Angeles, California, 90018.
All
right, so I see that was a purchase that was made back on the 13th of February. It was for a Vibe watch for a shipping and handling of $7.92 and a one-year warranty Vibe pods for $18.94. It was a product that you got to test out for a 14-day trial period. And if you did not cancel within the 14 days, then you would continue to automatically rebuild.
Ma'am, let me say this. I didn't order a watch. I have a watch. But I haven't ordered any of these things on my credit card. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And it says here, I just got a statement today, but I hadn't disputed it before, and it says on here, Focus Max Nature, is that you? And
okay, so,
the watch was $69.97. I have a different brand watch. I have a watch back to somewhere here in my room, bedroom. Then the top, it says, I guess it must have been, it was $69.97. And then I see down later on my bill, it said that was disputed then down on 213. Another something was charged for. Oh, I don't know what are they doing, but I haven't ordered anything from your company. And then down below, they got Focus Max Nature or $69.97. And this is ridiculous. One for six, or then they got it repeated down here, $69.97. If you don't see where they have charged on my account for that, because I'm disputing this charge. Well, it said I don't know who disputed it, because it certainly wasn't me. And then I don't understand this deal. It's got up top $69.97. Do you see that?
Okay. So I do see that it was a $69.97 charge to come out of the account on the 2nd of March. Do you not recall of making any purchase on the 13th of February for a Vibe watch? You possibly could have taken a survey, and all you had to do was place shipping to get the product for free for a 14-day trial period?
I have not received a watch. I do not need a watch. I have a watch. I have a different type of watch. And I haven't ordered a watch and not put it on my credit card. Somebody had got my credit card. number by, I don't know how, from Citibank. But then it's got up here, disputed charges. Do you see all of that? I don't know who did this. One charge was $69.97. Then I go down to, but though bill it, where it was disputed, do you have a outstanding balance? Well, the total charges is $688. Now, I don't know who did this, but somebody has already, I guess, disputed some of the charges. And I don't, because I couldn't find my whole purse for a couple of days. And, but I have bought nothing on this credit card. Not from watches and that stuff. Because I have a watch.
Okay, so we do take fraudulent charges very seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization.
Wait a minute. I didn't understand what you said. Say it again, please. Hello, miss.
My yes.
Would you repeat what you said? Because it went out. I guess my phone is so old, it's time for me to get another one. What is it that you said?
Okay, so the $69.97 of the account, you said you did not authorize. We do take fraudulent charges very seriously. Whoever made these charges without your authorization, then we, you know, we'll have them prosecuted due to the IP information that would lead us back to the exact device. Now, if these are charges that you made and just do not want to pay, then you could possibly charge a federal fine due to false accusation of fraud. So let me just go ahead and make sure everything is canceled out in the account and get those funds credited back to you.
Yes, okay.
And we're going to provide that information to your local authority.
Okay. So what should I do now? Nothing, or you'll just handle it?
No, you don't have to do anything now.
Okay. I thank you so much. Thank you, sweetheart.
No
and
problem.
Sorry to bother you, but I go
no,
out.
No, you're definitely not bothering me, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to call Citibank now. Is this Citibank?
No, this is not Citibank. This is customer service.
From where? Who? I mean,
for Vibe. For Vibe Watch and Pods. For Vibe.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me call Citibank now about my card, my credit card. Okay.
All right. So I do want to inform you that it does say 3 to 5 business days in order for your funding to reappear back on your account, or however long it does take your bank to release the fundings. Also, you will be receiving an email to that Barbara, your last name at att.net within the next 24 to 48 hours. Do let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number.
Okay.
So that's going to be F is in Frank, 9. F is in Frank.
This is what number is this? F is in Frank.
Okay. Mm-hmm. C is in Charlie. F is in Frank.
C is in Charlie.
Then that's going to be F is in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
9. F is in Frank, 553, A is in Apple, 1, A is in Apple.
Now, okay. And what company am I talking to now? Or what company are you with?
I'm
just trying to get...
With Vibe, V-I-B-E Watch.
Vibe Walk.
Mm-hmm.
V-I-B-E.
Yes, an echo.
Wait a minute. I didn't get a V-I-V-E.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just writing this down. Okay. And in this is, and you're, so you're taking all this stuff off my account because I didn't order this.
Yes, ma'am. You are getting a refund, as I stated once before. Do give it 3 to 5 business days for those funds to reappear back within your account. Once again, my name is Amia, the supervisor you requested today. You have a wonderful and positive day.
Sweetheart, you're speaking too fast. You are whom?
Amia, A-M-I-A, the supervisor you requested today.
Okay. And now if I need you to get back, well, no, so you're taking, so who's going to take these charges off?
Ma'am, we took the charges off. We refunded the charges that you did not authorize. You are getting your money back.
Oh, I haven't paid it yet. So I don't need any money back.
It already went through, ma'am. So you still was going to be paying it either way you went. And even if you disputed the charges, all the information links back to you, ma'am. So it seems as if the charges are legal and valid. And by disputing them, you will be ineligible for a refund because we do provide those terms, conditions, and that tracking number to the bank.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for giving customer service a call. You have a wonderful and positive
day. Not just today, so I didn't know about it.
Hello?
Hello. I said I just got this. I was going through my mail right now. I just received it today.
Yes, ma'am.
But, okay. Thank you for helping me.
No problem. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for calling customer service. Bye-bye.
Bye.